Hi guys, my name is Kenny Dussault, and this is the Elite Development Podcast. The goal of this show is documenting my journey as a coach, things I see in the industry, mistakes I see athletes make, things that I know you need to avoid. So basically, my goal is to help athletes avoid the difficult pitfalls of the world of elite performance sport and to help them reach their true potential. So if you are an up-and-coming athlete that is trying to build the career of your dreams, make sure you're following along this show. Make sure you go subscribe on the YouTube channel, on the podcast, and everywhere else you can. And now, let's get to the episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I am your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we're talking about one of my favorite training quotes of all time, and that is, any idiot can make another idiot tired. Now, the reason that I like this quote is because, number one, it calls people idiots, which I thought was funny. But number two, it tackles a very, very important issue in our industry. And guys, that is that a hard workout does not equal a good workout. Just because something was difficult to complete, it does not mean it was valuable. So you got to ask yourself, what are you actually training for? What are you actually training for? And the answer for most people that follow me is going to be for three 3-minute rounds, three 5-minute rounds, five 5-minute rounds, five 3-minute rounds, depending on the sport, whatever it might be, anything like that. So the goal of your training needs to be prepared, needs to be prepared for that three 3-minute rounds, three 5-minute rounds, whatever it might be, on the actual specific night that you're competing. So when it comes to this quote, any idiot can make another idiot tired, the reason I enjoy that so much, like I said, first is because, but second, I think that that quote is so good because it sums up something that I see so many people do poorly in our industry, which is just put together these crazy, impossibly difficult workouts building nothing and thinking that because it's super hard, they're preparing themselves for competition. But then those same people that are going through these brutally impossible, difficult, crazy circuits or workouts or whatever it might be, in their mind, they're mentally preparing themselves for the worst, but then they get into the fight and they gas out. And with those people, why are they gassing out? You know, because they're working harder than anybody. They're doing all the right shit. Rah, rah, rah. Why are they gassing out? They're gassing out because a hard workout does not equal a good workout. Because you actually need to be thinking about what you're trying to build in the sessions that you're doing. So let me break it down for you. The body has three energy systems. And if you followed me for longer than about 45 seconds, you've probably heard me say that on at least a couple of different occasions. And the three energy systems are, number one, the aerobic system. And the aerobic system is your body's energy generator. So it's working in the background. So as you fight, as you work, as you train, you're using energy and the aerobic system is regenerating more energy so that you can keep going and you don't just fall down on your face. Then we have our anaerobic lactic system. And the anaerobic lactic system, essentially its job is to delay the onset of fatigue. So it's working through some of the toxins that build up in your body while you train, and it's filtering those out and continuing to generate more energy so that you can be more explosive for a longer duration of time without gassing out. And what it's doing is it's essentially delaying that burning sensation that you feel in your muscles when you start to push too hard for too long. And then third, we have our anaerobic alactic system. And the anaerobic alactic system is basically what we call your fight finisher system. The max power that you need to put behind a to put behind an explosive combination that's going to finish a fight, or to, you know, lock in a quick submission or whatever else it might be, that is going to be your anaerobic alactic system. So the big thing you've got to understand is that training is a balance of all three of those. So where a lot of people go wrong is they take that idea and they're like, okay, I just need to work the hardest all the time and I'm going to be better off. But the problem with that is if you're not hitting those other two systems, if you're just doing as much work as you possibly can, then you're hitting your aerobic system, but probably not all that effectively if you're beating your body into the ground with ridiculously hard workouts every single day. But if you're not hitting the other two energy systems, then you're leaving a massive gap in your training. It's like if you're building a house and you just stuck four walls into the ground and popped a roof on top. You don't have the foundation. You don't have the foundation that actually keeps everything in place and allows you to build the structure. You're just building the structure, right? So what you need to do is you need to learn how to balance all of those energy systems together in order to build it, properly for the actual day that you're competing. And what a lot of athletes don't understand about this is this doesn't always mean more sessions. This doesn't always mean the hardest sessions. One of the most effective sessions that you can do 4 weeks out from your fight, leading up to your fight, is 15-second assault bike sprints with 60 seconds of rest in between for 6 to 8 rounds. And yes, 6 to 8 rounds. Because the goal of training that anaerobic alactic system with the shorter duration and the maximum intensity, the goal of training that system is not to absolutely completely exhaust yourself. It's to improve your ability to output at 100% power. So if you're putting yourself into the position where you're just beating your body into the ground every day, you're not hitting that true 100% power. You're not hitting that true 100% power, and you're not building your ability to be explosive. And then when you come into the fight, now you're lacking the explosive power. So when you try to throw those explosive shots to try to finish your opponent, you don't have the steam behind it that you need. That alactic system gasses out quickly, and in turn, you start feeling that muscle fatigue that you want to avoid so badly. So the thing you've got to understand is balance. Instead of just thinking, how can I make this session harder? Start asking yourself, what am I getting from this session? What am I building from this session? What is it actually working towards? And I see a couple people on the Instagram live asking how. I'm going to break more of it down, but also go to my Instagram page, shameless plug, and watch some of the videos, because we've broken this down hundreds of times on different videos through my page. But that's the anaerobic alactic system. So when you're getting closer to your fight, short sprints with complete rest for only 6, maybe if you're a more advanced athlete and you can keep that 100% output for longer, 10 rounds, maybe 12. But again, the goal isn't do it until you can't do it anymore. The goal is do it at 100%. And when you can't maintain that 100% anymore, that's as far as you need to go. You get what I'm saying? Because the goal of training, the goal of conditioning, is not to exhaust yourself. It's to be physically prepared for your competition. So it's the same thing when you're strength training. The goal is not brutally exhaust your legs with every session that you do. The goal is build strength in your legs that translates to a fight. So instead of thinking, how many reps can I do before I can't do any more and my legs explode, start thinking, how can I progressively overload my strength over the next 4 to 6 weeks within these 2 to 3 exercises that I'm doing 2 to 3 times a week? So, you know, as an example, you can pick squats, Bulgarian split squats, and a lateral squat. Do 4 sets of 6 reps of each of them. Focus on hitting a intensity level with the weight that is not maximal, but like 80% of the most you could do for 6 reps. And then each week, try to add 5 or 10 pounds to it. And the most important thing is that you're maintaining technique. If you're letting your technique slide, then you're just lifting for the sake of lifting, and you're not engaging the right muscles that are going to translate to power when you're actually fighting. You get what I mean? So it's about building the physical quality, not just brutally exhausting your body. When it comes to training power, I posted something about this the other day. When it comes to training power, you need rest time between your sets. If you're doing plyometric work, you're doing jumps, med ball throws, whatever it might be, and you're just trying to do more and more and more and more and more, you're not getting more explosive just because you did 150 reps. You need to do a set of 3 to 6 reps at 100% intensity and then rest so that you can repeat the next set at 100% intensity again, right? Because if you're just trying to do more reps, the power within those reps starts dropping down. And the more the power within those reps starts dropping down, the less explosive you are. And the less explosive you are, the less you're actually getting what you want out of the session. What type of training can make me as handsome as you? I'm sorry, Harry. That's just, we're just born this way. You know, you can try to work at it, but I don't know how well that's going to work for you. But guys, getting back to the point, I wanted to include that because I thought it'd be funny to have on the podcast. But getting back to the point, when you're training your power, the goal is to be explosive. The goal is not to just brutally exhaust yourself. The goal is to be explosive. So you need to do work that's going to actually be explosive while you're training. Rest so that every set can remain explosive. You get what I'm saying? So again, coming back to the main point and the takeaway I want you guys to have. The main point, the title of this episode, the quote that we're talking about is any idiot can make another idiot tired. So the goal here is not to just exhaust yourself. It's not to just make the workout the hardest. It's not to puff your chest out and beat your fucking chest talking about how tough your workouts are. The goal here is to actually build the physical qualities you need for the sport. To improve your strength, to improve your power, to improve your speed, and improve the repeatability so you can maintain that strength, power, and speed for the whole duration of your competition. So stop thinking, how can I make it harder? And start thinking about how I can make it better. And again, shameless plug, if you need help with how to make those programs better, we have hundreds upon hundreds of videos on my Instagram page at coach_doso that you can use to start doing that. And if you really want to take it to the next level, shoot me a DM on Instagram that says fight ready, and we'll talk about how we can help you. So guys, that's it. That's all. I hope you learned something. I hope you got some value. If you did, I would love to know what it was. Shoot me a message across any of my social medias. The link on how to do that will be in the show notes below. As always, I appreciate you. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will catch you on the next one. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. Now remember, information without execution is useless. So take what you learned in the show today and go figure out how you can apply it to your career to start making progress right away. My one ask of you is share the show around, make sure you're subscribed, make sure you're following on all the social media platforms. The links on how to do that will be in the show notes below. And in turn, have a great day, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode.